Genesis chapter 43. And the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the wheat which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again and buy us a little food. And Judah spoke unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt you so ill with me, so as to tell the man whether you yet had a brother? And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? And have you another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. Could we certainly know what he would say, Bring your brother down? And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. And I will be a guarantee for him. Of my hand shall you require him. If I bring him not unto you, set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. For except that we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessel. Carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices, and myrrh, and nuts, and almonds. And take double money in your hand. And the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise. Go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother, and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the rulers of his house, Bring these men home, and prepare a meal for them, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph ordered, and the man brought the men unto Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought unto Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondsmen, and our donkeys. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him and the door of the house, and said, O sir, we indeed came down at the first time to buy food, and it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and look, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money we have brought down in our hand to buy food. We cannot tell who put the money in our sacks. And he said, Peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. And they made ready to receive Joseph when he came at noon, for they heard that he should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present that was in their hands into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke, is he yet alive? And they answered, Your servant our father is in good health, and he is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto you, my son. And Joseph hurried out, for his compassion welled up for his brother. And he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, Set on bread. And they set on for him by himself, for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves. Because the Egyptians did not eat bread with Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one at another. And he took and gave portions unto them from before him. But Benjamin's portion was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him.